We are so pleased to welcome with us right now our resident historian, Steve King. Steve, welcome back to the show.
It's great to be back, Vic.
Well, love having you aboard with us, and especially now because we're going to plug something that you're a big part of, a show that's going to air on Sports Time Ohio beginning tomorrow night. It's called Browns Rewind, presented by Cuyahoga Community College Alumni and Friends Association. And this is the highlights of your interviews with Browns alumni, some of the best that were done during the course of the 2011 season.
Yeah, we had a great time, enjoyed seeing those guys. They provided a lot of good memories, a lot of good information, and they genuinely, Vic, seemed happy to be there and just great to be back in town.
You had a chance to talk with people like Vince Costello, Tom Darden, Cleo Miller, Gerald McNeil, the Ice Cube, of course, Leroy Horde. What was your general takeaway, first of all, when you sit down with these guys, Steve? I know you have it so well researched, and I know there is no one really in this organization who knows more about these individuals than you do, their history. But what was the general tact in these interviews?
Well, Vic, you've been around a lot of locker rooms, and you know that when a guy gets to be 8-10 years in the league and he sees you walking over toward him with a recorder and a notepad, and he silently rolls his eyes, and he's by that time of their career, they're tired. They don't want any more interviews. 5 minutes after they walk out of the building for the last time after they retire, they're looking around, seeing, well, somebody want to talk to me? And that's the way these guys were. When they came back, they just were thrilled. They had all these stories they wanted to tell. They had all these memories. And you really almost couldn't shut them up. And they were just fantastic.
That's wonderful, and you're right about that. I think when guys are playing, it's a different perspective. It's here and now, and depending on the outcome of a game, the mentality generally is to, they just want to move forward, get dressed, get out of the locker room as quickly as possible, get home or get on the team charter, whatever it might be. But in the case of players who've been away from the game and don't have that attention, these chances to revisit and remember what they did are special.
Yeah, and I think it crystallizes for them, the time away, just how important their work really was in terms of being a professional football player. And I think they realized, there was a reason these guys were coming to me every day, because, I played for the Cleveland Browns. I played in the NFL. I had great stories to tell, and being away from it kind of fills them up, and they're you kind of open that tap and off it goes. It's some great stuff.
Browns Rewind, it's presented by Cuyahoga Community College Alumni and Friends Association. The first episode will air tomorrow night. That's Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. And then on Wednesday, you can catch it at 1:30 p.m. And then on Thursday, 6:30 p.m. And Friday, 7 p.m., all on Sports Time Ohio. Definitely want to tune in for that. Let's talk about some of the people that you had an opportunity to interview. Vince Costello, interesting guy, part of that 64 outstanding Browns team.
Yeah, and, probably I think he was the oldest of the people we talked to, and I say that in kind words because, he played six-man football down at a little high school south of Canton, Magnolia High School, which no longer exists. It is part now of the Sandy Valley school system, and, you go from that to playing at Ohio U to coming in and being a middle linebacker for the Cleveland Browns and, being on that 64 championship team. And he truly appreciated every step along the way. And I was struck, Vic, when he talked about not that maybe they could beat the Baltimore Colts,
right,
not that, gosh, if we play well, he was, convinced that the Baltimore Colts, not the Cleveland Browns, didn't belong on that field on December 27th, 1964, in that 64 championship game.
You got a chance to sit down with one of the most opportunistic members of the Browns defense in their history, in Tom Darden, still the team leader in interceptions all time.
All these years later, and he has been retired for 30 years. You don't realize that because you still see, number 27 out there with the big afro and that, those great hands and picking off passes. But to still be the career interceptions leader with 45, and, that says something. And you wonder, Vic, in this day of free agency when guys change teams every so often, that might be a statistic or a record that, lasts a little while.
Cleo Miller, I always see him as someone who might have been underappreciated as such a talented runner. when he joined the Browns in the 1980s.
Yeah, and he was a guy who, if you needed a blocker, he could block. If you needed a runner, he could run. If you needed a guy to catch the ball, he could do that. You know, he started out with the Chiefs. They changed coaches there. He kind of, you know, fell out of not really favor, but they were going
expendable.
A different way.
Yeah.
And, you know, came to the Cleveland Browns when they were looking for running backs. And, you know, all these years later, here's a guy that came in the league through the back door, really came in, to, you know, to the Browns through the back door, and he's still the 10th all-time leading rusher.
Greg Pruitt's best buddy because he opened some holes for Greg.
And Mike Pruitt as well. And he had one of the unsung performances in the 1980 season, played great, scored a couple touchdowns when they beat the Oilers down in Houston on Thanksgiving weekend, one of the biggest wins of the year.
We're visiting with Steve King, the Browns' resident historian. He will have several of his interviews airing on a program called Browns Rewind, presented by Cuyahoga Community College Alumni and Friends Association. And the air dates are tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday at 1:30 p.m., Thursday night at 6:30 p.m., and Friday at 7 p.m., all on Sports Time Ohio. Steve, more of the people that you talked with who are going to be part of this special program, Gerald Ice Cube McNeil, a very popular and fun former Browns player.
Yeah, and the interesting thing about him, Vic, now he's, you know, probably the smallest player the Browns have ever had. He was listed at 147 pounds, but he said, I got nowhere near that weight. I was basically about junior high size. That was about 125 pounds. And when you think, you know, I know that was 25 years ago, 30 years ago, but when you think of a guy playing in the National Football League, playing at 125 pounds, you could, you know, you go down the road here to one of the junior highs and find guys that big. I mean, that's remarkable.
Yeah, that is a remarkable thing that he survived in a big man's game.
And played very well.
And very well. Because he was so, though, not just quick, he was elusive.
Yes, yes. You know, he was fast. But, you know, you mentioned the quickness and being able to stop on a dime and turn. And, you know, I think that elusiveness, with guys like Greg Pruitt and some of these other smaller guys, you know, they really enabled those guys not to take a full frontal shot from a defender. They were always, you know, getting, you know, tackled by the side, and they never had that, you know, that full-on contact that would have really been detrimental to a guy that small.
Another special former Browns player who will be part of this program, Leroy Horde.
Oh, you know, I'm not putting him in the same class with Marion Motley, obviously, but if people who are younger wanted to see a little bit of what Marion Motley was in terms of a guy who ran north and south and ran right over people, and
yeah,
if you got in his way, you better make sure your chin strap was buckled. It was Leroy Horde, and you know, you talk about the 94 season.
Right.
He went to the Pro Bowl that year, and he was the running back that they went to when they needed yardage. Had almost 900 yards that year.
Special players, and this will be really a great program. Again, on Sports Time Ohio, Browns Rewind. It's presented by Cuyahoga Community College Alumni and Friends Association. You catch it tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m., Wednesday at 1:30, and then Thursday at 6:30, Friday at 7 p.m. I can't wait to see this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun for people to just sort of see the highlights of these great interviews and the places you take these players, because memory lane stories are always the best.
Yeah, and I had a lot of fun doing it. They seem to have a lot of fun giving those answers. I hope that comes across on the program.
I'm positive it will. Steve, thank you so much, and we will visit with you again very soon.
Thank you.
He is Steve King, the resident historian for the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.